Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Morise. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next couple of minutes, I'm going to give you a rundown of My Diary EP by Jackie. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
Released on 22nd July under Sony Music Entertainment West Africa, My Diary EP by Jackie has 6 songs, which is 16 minutes of runtime, 1 feature and 1 co-owned song. Multiple producer placements that include Ultranova, iPuppy, Soji, Jay Weathers, P Prime and Sosa. After dropping the Mammoth Something a few weeks ago, I think it was early June somewhere, Jackie gives us a short EP with some new tunes. She also dropped the Slow and Intimate for My Baby about 3 weeks ago, and those were the 2 songs out of 6 before the EP. Naturally, the more up-tempo Something did huge numbers and is definitely a hit. At the time of recording this, she's almost at 1 million Spotify streams on that song, which is pretty impressive. The EP actually opened up with a jazzy intro titled Audience, featuring Songbird. It totally felt like a live performance piece with Jackie in front of a crowd and engaging them in song and talk, and that was obviously something that they were going for. The jazzy feel was unexpected, but a fresh take that I appreciated, so I would really call this more of a song. It's kind of just an intro. It also sounded like it had a South African feel to it in some way. And if you're familiar with South African music, especially on that jazzy, almost like gospel tip, you hear what I'm saying. Far Away is the jam with that fusion that touches a bit of reggae and Afro and gets your head nodding in no time. Another outlier is Waka Waka, which really showed Jackie tap into another level of versatility by channeling her inner Rihanna. Listen to this song and tell me if you hear it. Honestly, tell me if you hear that inner Rihanna that Jackie's got. I love Jackie's songwriting. For example, when she says, "If you break my heart, break it to pieces." And I'm like, wow, who says that? We'll be dissecting these lyrics for a minute. And this is what you get with My Diary EP. And needless to say, the quality just from, you know, the sonic perspective is right up there. You know, it sounds good. I think Flames with Davido could be the next one to do nice things for Jackie from this EP. Y'all gotta listen to Davido's performance on this one, especially some of his ad-libs. I think on the chorus, they were wild, man. Ah, love it. Otherwise, the whole EP is really an authentic feeling Jackie with different sides to her, outside just the hits we know, as it were. And if you look at the album or the EP cover, you realize that it's Jackie looking in the mirror. So it's kind of like she's looking at herself wondering, so this is Jackie, hey? And then on I think it's like a dressing table or something, there are other pictures of Jackie. So I think it's meant to represent who, just the different aspects of her, like who she was before, who she is now, and so who really is Jackie. That's why this EP, in terms of the sound, is not just one sound, it's multiple. What I got from this EP is really, you pick the songs you like, aka the Jackie you like, you playlist them and repeat them, that way more than taking the whole project as a package. And that's why it's titled My Diary. It's really personal, so she's not really trying to put a formula for the listener. It's just giving her different sides of herself to you. I would place this EP as a solid 7 out of 10.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.